Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. In today's episode, we're exploring the powerful terrain of New Earth dynamics, a shift in consciousness that begins from within each of us. This isn't about escaping the world we know, but embodying a deeper truth that we are sourced from within, that our choices, our healing, our growth ripple out beyond what we can see, shaping the world we live in. We'll talk about the movement from separation to wholeness, from duality to unity, not as lofty ideals, but as lived experiences. As we awaken to the sacred interconnectedness of all things, we begin to understand that the new earth isn't a far off place. It's a frequency we choose, a way of being we return to again and again. This episode is an invitation to remember you are not separate. You are not alone. You are part of a greater unfolding, and your becoming is needed now more than ever. Let's step into this portal together. I'll see you in the episode. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman. And as you know, if you've been a listener for a long time, Mystical Sisterhood is absolutely a space where we explore both the human side of life, what I think of as our emotional, mental, physical lives, and our spiritual lives, the mystical, what I have grown to think of as simply the unseen, that which we cannot see, the mystery of our lives. So whether it's intuition or channeling or stepping into records of our past lives, these are all things we cannot see. And so in many cases, we've been trained not to believe that they're true. But here on Mystical Sisterhood, we put it all out on the table and we create conversations around it. So it's both the seen and the unseen, really, and largely the felt, if I think about it. We've really covered so many topics here on Mystical Sisterhood that encompass all these dimensions of our lives. And I want to just point out to a resource that I created. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's called the Mystical Sisterhood Resource Guide. And there's over 35 practitioners in it who are practicing all different sorts of modalities that can impact and enrich your life. So if you would like a copy, go to my website, MaureenSpielman.com, under freebies, I believe it is, and you'll be able to download it. What I want to talk about today is something that kind of falls within the unseen, but you might feel it too. And it's that we are in the midst of an awakening process. What is happening in the collective and for us individually is we're moving out from a long era of an age, a period of time in which we were heavily influenced by the outside world to dictate our choices and where we were going in our life and what someone else thought maybe we should do or a route we should take or a path we should go. And we're entering into a new age, one that is thought of as the Aquarian age. So you may have heard that a year or so ago, year or 2 years ago, you started to hear this language, possibly. We're moving from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age. And so today we're going to seed different ways of thinking about this, different things to call it. And what we're really going to talk about is what you are feeling is happening. And if you say, I don't really feel anything is happening. And all I'm seeing is this news out there, Maureen. I don't know what you're saying. This feels too far out. Then I just want to invite you to listen. And even if it's the smallest thing in your life that you realize is changing, it's important. And I want you to take note of it. I'm requesting it. You don't have to. But we are living in this switch, in this shift of time, where we're not only shifting to our inner exploration and the importance of the way that we're being divinely guided, it is also being said, shared widely, that we each came with our very own divine blueprint. So it's that, you know, when I think of blueprints, I think about architecture and plans, and that we all have these plans, which we're enacting out pieces of, and we're pulling in these pieces both from within, and each experience we have in our life informs it, and from things we're picking up either in our meditations, and if you believe in your own spirit guide team, but to also clues left for us or synchronicities. And they're all feeding into this divine blueprint, which we are acting out. And I think that it's really important. I think concepts like these are important to seed and to share, because it is true that when we transform, we not only affect our own experience, we absolutely affect those in our immediate sphere. And then that goes out into the collective. So it all matters. So if you're considering looking into something, a place of growth that you've been curious about, I really encourage you to look into it now. Now is the time. It's a really important time to be growing into this work, and together too. It's a lot of fun. So I want to welcome you here like I always do. If you're a new listener, welcome. Come on in. This space is truly for our awakening process. And it's a space where you can take in what works for you and discard what does not, and feel into what is resonant to you. I know for me, like certain shares of modalities or areas of work or whatever it is, an invitation, it speaks to me more than others. And you know, trust yourself. You know where you're being led. So settle into the space. If you're walking, become aware of your surroundings. If you're driving, maybe don't go into such a meditative state, but just be aware of your surroundings, whether it's the room you sit in. Right now, I'm seeing the late afternoon sun come into the windows of my beautiful garage space, and I'm seeing the shadows and I'm seeing the light. And I know that today is an incredibly warm day in Chicago. So I'm feeling into the temperatures here, the humidity, just that feeling that can invoke so much. And so really pay attention to those surroundings and what's around you as you take in the words and the concepts that I share today. I invite you to come into the presence of this here now moment and what's here to be shared by me. And then what we're going to be doing a bit today is attuning into your frequency to see what's coming up with you. Reach out to me any way you'd like. If you ever have any kind of input or shares, I love it when there's any shares around a guest or a concept or even what you're experiencing as a movement. And that's what's here today. This is what we're talking about. So I'm going to ask a few questions and see how they land. First of all, have you been sensing a shift lately? Okay, have you? Because I have, but that's only me. Have you? Is there anywhere in your life you experience a shift within your family of origin? That could be your sisters or with your parents, or it could be in relationship. I'm thinking if your parents have moved on, if they've passed on, is there anything shifting in the way you're communicating with them? Is there a shift happening within yourself, a need you have to go inward more and more instead of meeting another's needs? And sometimes what comes with that is you're starting to feel into this more unapologetic self about the choices you're making to have boundaries or really create a sacred space. And maybe you're seeing that the shifts are not going to be represented in the news of the day, but more likely in the spaces of your life. Those spaces between the minutes and the hours and the days and the weeks, and they happen sometimes in big ways, but in subtle shifts, like you're stepping into newness within yourself. And often you can feel them, their expansions in your body, in your work. And so, yeah, they can happen in many spaces. And I think we're moving from a time where we were so entrenched in our mind leading the way. And it was, and believe me, I am the ultimate collector of information. I think that it's the Gemini side of my chart, the Gemini rising, where I'm just like, give me more information. But even myself, I'm shifting into, what does that feel like? Like, what information am I getting from my body? What does my heart have to say about this? And following a new beat or a new cadence for myself. Are you being invited to slow down and take notice of your life more and more? How you're showing up? Many are awakening to, how is this a mirror for me? What you're being invited to explore. And, you know, I want to say just about anything in this line of work, whether it's noticing the ways we're judgmental about ourselves, to ourselves, but even we're moving into this new time where, let's say you're working on the judgment of yourself and you're learning how to bring more compassion to yourself and your experience, and you're working with the shame that's existed within yourself. These are all such beautiful things. And then we notice we're still judging on the outside and we know that's here for us. What we're doing as a collective, I think we're holding each other's hands, to be honest with you. We're bringing so much compassion and unconditional love to ourselves in the process, because we've spent way too many years making ourselves bad or wrong or feel bad or guilty or shameful about the ways and the patterns we were perpetuating. But we're just moving out of that. So you know, that's a permission slip to begin to open yourself up in these ways. And that's the work that I love doing. And it's creating more of this space inside of us where all the things that we've done in the past can exist in our memories and in our cells and all the things. But we also know that the more room we give to them, where we apply these beautiful doses of this medicine of love, that they begin to shed and they begin to dissolve. And, you know, it's like, if you apply love to a loved one, sometimes they'll protect and push away, but often if they're in a not defended state, they'll just melt into you. I mean, the thing that just came to mind is how animals just respond so much to our love. And sometimes, you know, I laugh and think that, oh, well, Maureen, maybe your sample size of what you're seeing is not that big. But I do remember Dr. Shefali in my programs always saying one is a million. So even if my sample size was 5 people or 10 people or seemingly small amount, it matters and it grows and it expands and it snowballs and all these beautiful things that are important to where we're moving. So let's not worry about how big it is for the research that's being done out there. I want to say for myself, I am becoming whole again. And I'll share that I'm putting together many, many pieces over these last few years, which were once a very fragmented self. And I'm learning to be with emotions that were uncomfortable, or I discarded, or I suppressed them, or I repressed them, and beginning to just take opportunities to say, how is this for me? What do you have to share with me and tell me? And when we begin to tune into ourselves or attune to ourselves, and I often talk about this with regard to our children, raising our children, but what we're doing is we're moving into a space and time where the attunement to ourselves is becoming more and more refined. And that's why it's really great when we can make certain things like meditation, sitting and journaling, listening to ourselves, responding to ourselves with this compassion I'm talking about. It's like you get a finer and finer attunement. And I love that so much because these are very mystical things happening within us. They're very spiritual things where we don't have, like, I don't know, maybe Joe Dispenza can do it. The guy seems to be able to measure a lot of things. So I don't want to say we can't measure it, but we don't need to measure it per se, because we feel it. And our feeling is a barometer to our intelligence. So it's just like I was thinking when we tune into a radio station, and I know the younger people here have not had to tune into so many radio stations, but you know what I'm talking about. It's like what does happen sometimes, like on an Apple CarPlay, is you're, I know near our house, we've got a couple zones that we travel through in the car, and you might be able to be, or you might be trying to play your Spotify or your Apple Music, and it just goes silent. And then it's like, you have to get into that zone where it's tuned in again. And so again, when we're shedding the old thoughts, the patterns and the ways of doing and moving into the world, into creating a sense of beingship and living from a heart-centered place, then there becomes this sense of, I remember something here. This feels reminiscent. And maybe really, truly hard to put words into. And the good news is that you need no words. It's just a feeling into this emergence coming forward. And so, yeah, I think there's something here for all of us. This getting to know ourselves more intimately and unveiling or remembering why we even took a body in this life is all part of what's being called different names. So I seeded the Piscean to Aquarian age. You may have heard me talk about, or people talk about, we're moving from this third dimensional space to a 5D earth or fifth dimensional space. I'll say a little bit more about that down below, like when I keep on going. It's often called the new earth and often called earth 2.0. And so I've learned a lot from a teacher of mine, Lauren Gorgo of the New Earth Institute. And she's just got such a beautiful body of work to follow about New Earth dynamics. And it's honestly where I've learned a lot that I'm incorporating and embodying into my kind of knowing what I'm experienced now. So again, like each of our experiences is really different, right? And there's room for it all. So, you know, call it what you want and understand it in the way that makes sense to you. If you feel like you are a soul who is here now to be bridging this, like, oh, I've experienced this like life so far in really my human self, but I wish to experience it from my soul perspective and my soul self, and also not living in such separation for myself. Okay, so we'll just keep it there. I think what's happening too, if we think about it, when I'm talking about the awakening, I've heard different people refer to like lights going on across the globe, dotted across the globe. I think someone, I don't know if someone said it to me, but it's almost like when you're on an airplane and you're flying, if you've been to Europe or a faraway place, and they just have all the like the cities on the map. Well, that's how we are as individuals too, just like the light bulb being turned on one after the other. I always think of the street that Harry Potter grew up on too, because in that beginning first book, I think there's a cat on a lamppost, but it's the lights in the darkness and the lights that are turning on one after the other. I just want to say, when I was, you know, putting notes together for this episode, it's not that I'm not here for the naysayers, the ones that say, how could this be true? Sounds a little crazy. Haven't you seen? Haven't you read? Of course I have seen. Of course I have read. Of course I carry many, many perspectives in myself. But I make a choice and I begin to step into making a choice and understanding my role on this new earth right now as part of the new earth. And the way I see it is my role is to see possibilities, share information, and allow the other to decide what direction is right for you. I feel like I'm a guide or companion on the journey. You get to decide what's in resonance for you. I kind of see myself as a bridge, definitely a bridge builder, but a bridge connector or a bridge tender, and a guide across that bridge from this outward sourced conditioned life to inwardly focused, inward sourced life who cares about a collective and unified consciousness more than anything else. The new earth is a frequency. It's a field of energy. And it invites us from what has been considered a a dualistic paradigm into one of unified or unity consciousness. So duality is the idea that there are opposite ends of the spectrum that exist. And if I think about how that would play out in my mind as a younger person, it was very reactive. It was sort of like there's a right and there's a wrong, and there's a better and there's a best, and there's a higher and a lower. And I couldn't see that they were all acceptable because these things are true, yes, but one is not good or bad. My view is not better than someone else's. So it's a duality consciousness really is a separation consciousness. And it's where that's the rule, where a lot of judgment reigns, retaliation, and just all the myriad of ways that keep us separate from one another and from ourselves. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a very, what's considered a 3D human, but it's not what we came in with centuries ago. It's been maligned and shaped and conditioned and all the things. And that's the thing. We've misconstrued that these parts of us are us, but they're not. And I feel like this is an exciting time to be living in, because we are starting to have information that's showing us, that's telling us, that's educating us and allowing us to not experience the separation within. And I can think of nothing more liberating than being able to know that freedom and liberation from separation within and a move towards our wholeness is possible. I wanted to say that unity conscious, I think, can sound like a lofty term, but when I have moved into, I think that I've had this knowing that mystical sisterhood is about a unified consciousness. And I want to say that it could seem lofty and far away, but it's not. It's here. It's already here. And I think of it now as a frequency or a resonance. So when you think about unity within yourself, all the parts of you coming together, this, I love how Internal Family Systems says, invite all the parts to the table. Imagine if we invited all of our parts to the table and we allowed them each to have a voice. And we also listened to the ones that were from our higher self, and we saw the ones that were from our conditioned self. And we said, well, I'm not trying to get rid of you who have the energy that brought me down in my life, or if I felt like brought me down. But, you know, it's really this idea that it's all accepted, but which are the ones that lead us into our highest self, our higher vision for ourselves? And, you know, when I think about that same, you know, let's call it a boardroom of people around the table, that's what we're doing as people in groups, as leaders of countries. This is what we're calling in. So for me, if I can like live in this unified consciousness that I see my sisters and brothers as my allies and friends, then I'm creating that for the world. I truly believe that. We are really being called into a time to hold the separation and see each other. And, you know, I think that in this unified consciousness, we will be coming into this higher realm where we have learned to escort ourselves to wholeness, to this individuality, to this celebration of ourselves. And it's going to be really beautiful. I just want to plant that, because I do believe this is already beautiful, because I see it happening on the podcast. I'm almost to 100 guests willing to share their brilliance. And so I know this is happening. So sometimes, you know, when I say bridge, it's like, bridge, we're here. Okay. But we're all having this invitation. Okay. And I said last week in my episode, it was about the evolving woman and the divine feminine and everything, but it's for the men too, because there's so much awakening happening right there. I really want to share that the new earth I speak of isn't a prophecy or necessarily a destination. But like I was saying, it's a new frequency, it's a new feeling, and one that feels really just juicy in our bodies. When our thoughts, feelings, and actions align, and this is absolutely the work of my coaching and my Mystical Sisterhood Rising community, We bring ourselves back into energetic coherence with ourselves. We're not going for perfection at all, but we're really going for presence within ourselves and an intention to discover who we are at our core, minus any conditioning and taking on of the structures and beliefs that just aren't us. And when we go through this process, we really do begin to emit a coherence that ripples outward. So it's so beautiful and it's undeniable when it happens. I'm wondering if you felt it in your own life as you step into more of your authentic voice, when you felt, I have changed and transformed inside. Have you seen how it affects the others in your life? I definitely have, even though that was out of reach or an abstract thought or concept when I first heard it. I want to just point out too that our own healing is not a linear process, and many liken it to a spiral. In fact, we're moving out of linear time as we know it. In episode 134, a couple of weeks ago with Nandi Wise, we discussed how the ancient Vedas viewed time in seasons and cycles and not strictly by a clock. So we move upward through the spiral, but at times we backtrack and visit a place that we were sure we had looked at and integrated, but it's back with a newer, deeper reason for us. And so again, welcome it, because it's here to teach us. And then that spiral will go even higher. I know it will. I've read that this is also called a wave pattern. When I think of a wave, it's like a frequency or a wave that each moment of our clarity or aha sends this echo through reality as we know it. Everything we do, everything we say is being emitted out into the universe as an echo, as a frequency, as light or not, that which is not the light. And so that's why more and more, I think every day I try to step into that light and what it feels like. You are creating the new earth if any of this is resonating today. I'd say over 10 years ago, I made my first steps into a world that promised something new. I began to read books that referred to a quantum universe, how we could affect matter with our thoughts, how energy worked. I received energy healing through Reiki or acupuncture, had my own Akashic records and learned how to read them, met with a channel to connect with archangels. Something drew me into this world and I wanted to bask in it. That desire has really grown for me. And from my countless conversations with individuals who love to play in this otherworldly world, one that we imagine in a sense into being, but we also create by consciously choosing our every word, thoughts, and actions. And this is not a dream world. It's not adjunct to what we experience as our human self, but it's all part of the one, a oneness consciousness. I've also walked between worlds and paradigms too. In fact, I do it every single day. I felt like it was part of my life that I had to cover up and not reveal for some fear of being rejected, perhaps, that bridge between worlds. And this episode is talking about the new earth, is me sharing my thoughts and experiences and feelings and visions with you. And, you know, when we do this, we allow our truth to burn really brightly. And I can't help but share what I'm learning and what's becoming to not be in any sort of powered, but be empowered from within. It's a knowing of yourself. It's not about wielding any rightness above anybody else's wrongness. But if you feel that you walk between the old paradigm of duality, polarization, and the world of right and wrong, and then this new paradigm of the new earth of unity, wholeness, and love, you're not alone. We're walking it together. You're right where you need to be. And I want to just say that you're a really welcome member of this community where we imagine what's possible and tap into what's becoming more real by the day. And it's really a part of the Mystical Sisterhood Rising community, which is growing, which is having women come one by one and having this place where we can say like, oh, that is a belief system of mine now. Oh, I am, you know, flirting with this new way of being with myself, with my family. It's the threading together of the beauty of this bridge and this becoming and this moving into more of a truly collective, connected, collaborative space. And it often feels like rawness and excitement, but it can also feel like a crumbling and leaving behind. I really believe that now is a time for unraveling and the becoming, and also part of this gentler, kinder world. It's filled with compassion and unconditional regard for each of us traveling this road. The new earth is not about performance and accolades or what we've accomplished. Those are wonderful things for sure, when considered what they mean for your journey, not because they're important to society, but how you learned and grew through them. We're moving into a field of presence, unfolding and learning who we truly came to be, what we came to express. It's about a rising consciousness and a place where we behold our sisters and brothers with reverence and love. And I'm going to say again that we hold each other's experiences, the painful and the joyful, in the highest regard, and celebrate every single step of our path. We also hold one another's healing and integration front and center, and I hold yours on a pedestal. So recording this episode brings me a lot of joy inside. Remember, you do not need a map. Think of yourself as a tuning fork. Every time you choose kindness over fear, presence over control, for yourself, then others, you harmonize with the new earth. I'm here to present that it's not far away, it's not far off, it's here, and it's just on the other side of stillness. As always, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to take this microphone and share my view of the world. And I welcome yours. Reach out if you have anything to share or say. And I just wish you the brightest blessings for today and for the week in your own expansion and your growing love for yourself. That's the message that's coming through right now. So I will see you in the next episode. And as always, I'm grateful. Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my 1-on-1 coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.